Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye on 94.7 The Pulse.
First of all, a very good morning to Dean Lee, the CEO of the Shrine of Remembrance. Dean, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Mitchell.
Thank you very much for being with us this morning. This must be probably the busiest time of year for you.
Yeah, absolutely. There's 167 ceremonies every year at the Shrine, but tomorrow is the big one.
Absolutely, and almost record numbers are expected for the dawn service.
That's right, yeah. We're still expecting around 45,000 to 50,000 people tomorrow, irrespective of the weather.
And can you tell us about the work that the Shrine actually does in preparing for the dawn service? What's actually involved?
Anzac Day is a partnership between RSL and the Shrine. RSL is responsible for organising the march and all of the veteran activities on the day. And, of course, the Shrine is the sacred place where the march ends. We are getting ready for wreath layings and ceremonial programs, and of course that means our landscapers have been busy for several months helping us to prepare the Shrine Reserve, and obviously our maintenance guys are getting the building in spick and span condition for the biggest day of the year.
If people are listening to this and are considering going to a dawn service for the very first time, what sorts of things might they expect?
Well, I think in the first instance, public transport's definitely the better option to arrive. If you seek to be here by about 4:30 in the morning, you should find a good position, although some people do actually camp out overnight to make sure they get a great spot for the day. But we'll get started at around from 4:30 on. We'll start with our video screens, and of course then we go to the dawn service just prior to 6.
And how long does the dawn service run for, and what types of things do you do during that?
During that period, there's a range of ceremonial movements. There are, of course, some speeches given. There's information provided about commemoration, but the key highlight is definitely being among 45,000 to 50,000 people in absolute silence in the darkness at dawn for several minutes. It's the most eerie feeling in the world.
And can you describe the gunfire breakfast part of it once the dawn service is concluded?
Yeah, the gunfire breakfast is a RSL a military tradition, and essentially the breakfast is available to members of the public, and wander on down, grab a sausage, some baked beans and a bit of toast under a big marquee, which will be located at the northern end of the Shrine Reserve.
And for the people that won't be going to the dawn service tomorrow but might like to visit the Shrine of Remembrance at another time throughout the year, what is there to actually see at the Shrine of Remembrance? Why might it be a good idea for people to go and visit?
People understand the Shrine Monument as a major and appealing structure. But during the centenary of Anzac, the state and federal governments invested $45 million in building a major new interpretive centre, telling the story of Victorians in all conflicts from pre-Federation to the current day. So you can spend half a day here easily exploring the stories of Victorians.
Very good. Well, Dean, thank you very much for being with us today. All the best with your preparations for tomorrow morning, and it sounds like it's going to be a very big day, as it always is.
Thanks very much, Michelle.
My pleasure. Dean Lee on the line, our pleasure to give support to such an important cause, the CEO there of the Shrine of Remembrance, and a huge day coming up tomorrow.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.